Welcome to Heart Speak Podcast, episode 118. I see in you what I see in me.
Welcome to the Heart Speak Podcast, where valuable insights are shared that bypass the mind and resonate with the heart. Listen, open your heart, become inspired, find the joy and fulfillment that awaits when you follow your heart. And now, here's your host, Dr. Christine Page.
Well, it has been an eventful first week of January. Can you believe we're just in the first week of January? I think many of us had already merged into 2021 at the end of last year, and many more restrictions have come, many more revelations have come, many things have happened. And I would say over these next few weeks, especially even just till the end of January, but maybe even through February, you make sure you're well-rooted in the Mother Earth, and connected to the stars, connected to the moon, and breathe, because we are going in for a very bumpy ride over this next few weeks. And I'm going to go into the astrology that associates with that, and then move into something slightly different, robots and AI, which I've been pondering over, so that I'm taking my awareness a little further over the next few weeks and wondering what's really going on, what's the deeper story here? And this really brought my awareness back to AI and robots, which are going to be part of our future. There's no doubt about that. And are already part of us. And that I'll explain a little bit more as we go forward. But I did promise right back at the beginning of the year that I would look at the numerology. Now, before I go there, I just want to remind you that next week will be a live podcast. There will be a Zoom meeting, which I use. And if you go onto my website, you go onto my calendar, you'll see how you can connect onto that Zoom meeting next week. And I'd be loving to see you. It's so that you can ask questions and you can also have small breakout groups and just meet each other, because I've really become aware of how important that is to all of us. So if you're not able to be live, it's going to be at 11 a.m. Mountain Time in the USA. You're very welcome to join us. If not, it will just be a normal recording that you will receive, a normal podcast, whether it's through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, YouTube, however you listen to me. But I'd love to be able to introduce you to each other if you're able to attend live. And if you do have specific questions you want to ask me, then please, you can write them to info@christinepage.com. And I'll always look at them there. You can also put them onto the comments on my website, christinepage.com, underneath this podcast. So just feel free to share questions and maybe turn up. And I'd love to meet you next week at 11 a.m. Mountain Time. That's the 14th of January. Okay, that being said, the other thing I want to just introduce you to is that I've just set up a new series of seminars, online seminars, that will have a series of three, which will be one portal, and there will be five portals, not to confuse you, but just five different follow-on series that I want to explore. And the first portal will start on January the 16th. Again, it's on my website if you want to go and look at it. And we're really, rather than expanding out, I'm going to expand in. That's my way. Let's find out who we are, not even emotionally or mentally, but really on the energetic level in our elements, earth, our air, fire, and water, our minerals inside us. What is it that is the essential ingredients of who we are that connect to every planet that has similar elements within it? So we're going to delve deep into the elements. We're going to embody our elements. And then we're going to look at the elements in terms of how our blood, the water, and the water connects with the water of Mother Earth, the mountains, the stones inside us, our bones connect to Mother Earth. And we're literally going to connect ourselves to Mother Earth through our own elements. And then on one of these three sessions, they're each 3 hours long, we'll also look at the elementals and how we connect to them and the Deva kingdoms, these interdimensional beings who are connected to the elements, but also connected to us and the earth, et cetera, and to the stars, basically. And what's important about these seminars are that I want that, again, for them to be interactive. I realize that there's so much wisdom in all of you. I want each of you to be able to share your wisdoms in the larger group, come into small groups, meet with each other. And this is the Aquarian way, that each of us has something to offer into the group. And it's not just about listening to me. It's about listening to yourself, sharing and being heard and listening to others. So it goes in both directions. And this is very much an Aquarian way of being, and why I called this podcast that I called it, which was, I see in you what I see in me. This is the Aquarian way. And so let's move forward. As I said, let's just briefly talk about the numerology. If you want to understand what year you're in, and this is, we call it each year you go into a new cycle. It's particularly pertinent if your birthday is up to around July. If your birthday is August and beyond, you may feel that the year doesn't start until your birthday, or especially October, November, maybe December, you're starting a new year as well. So all I'm saying is, because my birthday is in May, I always look at January the 1st as the beginning of my year. If my birthday was in September, I may wait till September to see that new year has begun. Totally up to you. And all of us, what I see is that a few months before that new year, I'm already feeling the energy. So it's a little bit of that energy there as well. Okay. You take the day of your birth and your month of your birth. Okay. So you write that down. Now, if you're born in October, it'd be 1-0, and 0 means nothing, so it's a 1. And let's say you were born on the 15th of October, 1-5 is 6, 1-0 for October, you add the 6 and the 1 to make 7. Are you with me on that? So you want to get down to one figure, one digit. So 0 means nothing. And you just put those all together. That's your date, your day of your birth, and your month of your birth. Then you want to look at this year, which is 2021, 2-2-1. Again, we ignore the 0, 5. So you now add that 5 to your first number. So if I was 15th of October, as I said, that would be a 7. 7 plus 5 equals 12. Yes. 1 and 2 equals 3. So I'm in a 3-year. So I hope that you will go back over and understand what I'm saying there. So you want to come down to, again, a single digit by putting together the 5, which is 2021, with whatever your date was, your day and your month. Leave out your year of birth. Okay. So if you are in a 1 year this year, this would be, and again, it could start at January the 1st if your birthday is in the beginning months. It could wait till your birthday if you're in the later months of the year. Okay, year one. A year one is a beginning year. However, I found that it's often still a letting go year, because that's what 9's about. So often you're letting go, but you're starting to create new ideas. And sometimes when we create new ideas, we're recognizing, wow, I can't create that new idea, still holding on to the old ideas, or I need to change some more things in my life in order to give birth to this new idea. So you may see that in a 1 year, that beginning something new, but still having to clear out the closets, get rid of old ideas, or get rid of clothes that you're not going to wear. So 1 year is having that new idea. 2 year is a year of planting that seed and nurturing that seed. So in a 2-year, we often get caught into, well, not caught into, we want to, decorating our house, making our home more like a home, maybe starting a garden. It's what will nurture my idea, maybe bringing people around you who also will support you. So maybe getting a team together to do what you're thinking of doing. So it can be changing your home, changing your people around you, eating better, taking care of your body, exercising more, anything that would nurture your dream. 3 years are years of, we always call it the architect. It's very mental at a time where we are very creative with our mind. Oh, okay, got this idea. How am I going to get it out there? oh, I need business cards. I need to have social media contacts. I need to have a mailing list. So it's very much a year of thinking. And that thinking can be also, again, bringing on board people who do know and understand social media, so you don't have to do it all yourself. So 3 years, very much the planner. 4 years, down to hard work. That's the time when you're going to do the hard work, my friends. So put your thoughts into action. And it can be hard work. Oh, goodness, I've got to, you know, I've got to work hard. I've got to do all this thinking and everything. Just recognize it's worth it. You're laying down the foundation of expressing who you are, expressing that idea into the world. 5 year is a year of movement, change, but not complete change, refinement, travel, expansion of your mind. I'm in a 5 year this year, so I'm enjoying that. That's why I've created this new series of seminars. 4 year, yes, was I did work hard last year. But 5 year, new ideas, travel, I'd love to do more of that, but maybe traveling in my mind as much as anything else at the moment. But it's also about, oh, yeah, I don't really want to be tied down by that. I want to be flexible. So flexibility is a 5 year as well. 6 year, a year of some fun. Yay! So really having fun, having movement in your beingness, how you want to go. It's really the party year. Yay, time for a party. And it may well be, wow, I need to connect more with people. I've become isolated. I want to have some more fun with people. Maybe you want to, you know, open your house, if we could do such a thing, let people come and enjoy the cookery that you do, etc. Sharing. 7 year, if you think of the seven, it's like got the top and then the stroke down. The 7 year is a year of sabbatical. Now I say sabbatical because I think it's a very difficult year to try and start something new, because you really need to be going inside. It's a year when we often go into therapy, maybe, or we start to say, I need to take time out from something. It's a year for introspection, a year to tap in, not necessarily into, you know, deep therapy, but maybe I'm just saying is maybe you're saying, what's in the way of my divine light? What do I need to do to clear my way? So seven is connecting to spirit in a way of really reminding yourself who you are and maybe who you're not anymore. So clearing the way. 8 years are years, if you think of those two zeros on top of each other for an eight, it's a year where we bring heaven onto earth and earth into heaven. So it's a year of organization. It's a year of discipline in some ways, but it's making sure that those two circles are both being met. In other words, there's flow between them. Is my spiritual world not getting in the way of my physical world? Is my physical world getting in the way of my spiritual world? So it's really bringing the two together so that they flow. And it may be a year that you finish off your taxes that you haven't done for a while, or you end up a contract. There's something about very much organization in an 8 year. 9 year is a year of completion. And it's also a completion because you're really tuned into your spiritual path. And you're saying, okay, this has come to an end. And I think that has to be looked at. In other words, what have I been doing over the last 9 year that I'm now celebrating? And celebration is really important. What is the conclusion I've come to? What is it that I'm really happy to have achieved? And then what is my next step? And again, it's not about, oh, what do I need to do again? But it's almost like taking yourself to that next level of your spiritual path. And it might be, I'm going to have 9 years doing nothing at all. That maybe is your next step. But it's really about completing. So it's completing, and there can be some new beginnings in a 9 year, but not as active as the 1 year. Okay? So I hope that helps you. I hope you enjoy looking at your numerology and really working with the essence of who you are and what's going on. It's always interesting to look at your partner if you're in a partnership, or your children, and think, wow, no wonder we're having troubles. I'm in a party year and you're in a sabbatical year when you're going to disappear into the woods. So no wonder we're on a different page here. So it's really trying to get yourself on that same page and recognizing that other people are doing on a different path than maybe we are, but how we can once again see in someone else what we see in ourselves. In other words, letting other people experience their own journey, but recognizing that part of our seeing of someone else in that way is honoring them and honoring their soul for their journey. Okay, so that's the numerology. Now we come to the astrology. There's so much to get in today. The astrology. So we have a new moon, Capricorn, sun, moon in on the 13th of January. Okay, and we're not that far away from there, but we have this new moon. So when the new moon is in Capricorn, we're now getting an intensification of Capricorn. And we want to remember that Pluto is still wandering through Capricorn, the latter part of Capricorn. So really there's a conjunction between sun, moon, and Pluto on the 13th. Now where Saturn in Capricorn, which we've just finished, was all about resilience and getting through it and being hard and shutting down, locking down. Pluto is more about renewal, but Pluto's renewal, and I'm reminding you that Pluto is not masculine. That was only in the Greek and Roman times. Pluto is the goddess of regeneration. And she says, what needs to die in order to bring new growth? It's in Capricorn, Capricorn structure, institutions, governments, etc. And I feel that, again, reminding you that Pluto is going to be conjunct its own Pluto, what we call a Pluto return for the USA in 2022-23, it's already happening. So there's a breakdown of what is the structure of the USA, only to the point of, does the structure that has been created actually service the people? And that's true for all of us. Does the structure I created work for me? Capricorn, is this in integrity? That's the highest level of Capricorn. Is this an integral idea? And there's a lot of lack of integrity going on at the moment. So Pluto through Capricorn is saying, what structures are no longer living from a place of integrity? And I see a breakdown of structures, again, helped by Saturn in Aquarius, that says, let's create new alliances. And I see that happening. So I can see a breakdown of old alliances. And that's already happening. People saying, you know, I've always believed I was part of your group, but now I'm not believing that anymore. Your group doesn't have the integrity I want to work with. Now, again, we can move away from governments, etc., but it's happening in all of us. Where is the alliance that we've had with someone else no longer working for us? And that alliance may have been a family member, may have been your partner, it may have been your children. But old alliances are breaking down. To be not taken back up, oh, well, I just better do this. But what serves the greater good? And you might say, well, that sounds a bit selfish. But what I see often where I see this sort of, we'll do it because I'm part of the family. We'll do it because we've always done it this way. We'll do it because we've always belonged to this particular political party or this football group or this soccer group or whatever. It's now for us all to say, does this alliance serve me? And does this alliance really live from integrity? And is it based on fear or love? If it's based on love, then I can walk away and there will be no consequences. But if it's based on fear, then there will be consequences. And I do not want an alliance that's based on fear. Make sense? So what alliances are you holding on to based on fear? What if I don't belong? What if they don't like me? What if that should never be the basis of any alliance, whether it's a partnership, a family, or government. Fear is never a good alliance. And it's the one thing that when I will come just to talk about robots, it's the one thing they don't experience. So why are they superior to us? They can't, and I will say there is a superiority to them, why they will not be influenced by fear. And it's our fear that causes and drives us so many different directions. And most of our fears are not out there, are they? They're inside us. You know, what if people don't love me? What if I don't deserve this? What if I'm not good enough? What if I don't do all I'm meant to do in this life? What if I let people down? What if it's like, wow. That's why we say love is the opposite of fear, because it's love is you're already there. Where have we separated from what we know to be true? The very fact that we're asking all those questions means that we're already connected to the creative source. And that creative source is just driving negative beliefs. So one of the things that I'm really going to suggest is not just saying I love myself, but not allowing ourselves to go down those rabbit holes of what ifs, because that takes us so far away from our own integrity, our own wholeness. So this new moon is all going to be about what needs to die in order for me to be renewed. And I see old alliances dying, and it's going to be very chaotic. But that's the only way we're going to move forward, when we are not basing our alliances on fear or the past, which is, again, fear-driven. What if I'm alone? Basically, is it not better? This is an Aquarian energy. Is it not better to be alone with yourself than to be connected to people who ask you to be something different or not yourself? And remember, alone is all oneness. Once you are no longer trying to be something else, you become one with yourself and you realize you've always been there. And then we move on to the 14th, which is when, I'm just looking at my notes here. We have the 14th, which is when Uranus goes direct. Now, Uranus is the planet of sudden change, revolution, upset, upheaval. And when it goes direct, it's really saying, I'm ready to make this move. It's saying I'm no longer fearful. Again, it's taking away the fear and saying, I will be all that I am, or we will create community energy here, not based on fear, not based on pity, not based on shame. These are qualities that, I'm sorry, but a robot doesn't have. And what I learned about robots is that when they were creating them in order to be somewhat like a human, they found it was much easier to create the robot with what they shouldn't do than what they should do. And I was appalled by that, is that the robots recognize that within us, there is more of an emphasis for creativity or forward motion by telling us what we shouldn't do than what we should do. Isn't that amazing? So in all of us, it's like it would almost be better not to do anything until we can do something from that place of forward love, that motion, connection more fully too. So it's really asking us all to cut down those old ties. And I think Uranus is coming to break up things, maybe some sudden things that happen in your life. And you'll go, how did that happen? You know, within your family, but recognize that Uranus is saying, this is a false security. It's in Taurus. This is a false security. If you think this is security, then think again, because it's not. And then guess what? Mars goes into Taurus. Whoopee! So Mars in Taurus, we're going to see that, you know, Mars in Taurus is about rushing in these new ideas, rushing in the vaccines, rushing in how we're going to produce food, rushing in we're going to do this, because Mars is all about, let's just get it done. And of course, you know, this is not good. It's going beyond our safety. It's going beyond ideas. And guess what? We then have Mars conjunct Uranus, Mars on top of Uranus on January the 20th. Whoopee! We all know in America what January the 20th is. And Mars and Uranus would be some sudden, unexpected upheaval. And I have to say, it could be violent. It could be something out of the blue. It could be something that's set off, something that blows up. I'm sorry to speak in those ways. But if you're not living in the US, it may be something sudden that happens in your world. In other words, it could be something that happens to all of us. Who knows? And again, stay rooted, stay in your heart, stay connected to the moon, because we have to know that these things are happening for us to bring about change, because the way we are going, where there is so much shame and fear and violence, is not a direction that is good for any of us. And I'm appalled to see what happens when people talk about violence. There are so many levels of violence that are happening every day: emotional violence, sexual violence, physical violence. These are things that, how can we say, I see in you what I see in me, when we are so aggressive towards each other? And we might say, no, I'm a peace-loving person, but your thoughts aren't. So you might say, no, Christine, I am. But would you want your thoughts to be broadcast? If you do not want your thoughts to be broadcast, then stop thinking them. Because that's the only way we are ever going to come together, is to recognize that there are no secrets. There's nothing secret hidden anymore. And that you can read my thoughts and you can see who I am. I have no shame. I own everything that I am. And when I say I see in you what I see in me, I'm saying what I see in you, I know in me, and I love in me, or I accept in me. I still love it and accept it. But when we have secrets, we then develop some sense of needing to keep people at a distance. And that then creates a violence, because anybody who comes close to us or who thinks differently, we have to have thoughts or actions that need to bring that person back into line. And that's happening all around the world. People are being judged for how they, what they do during the COVID epidemic. There's so much judgment going on. There's so much fear. There's so much shame. And we can't have that anymore. We need honesty. We need to bring out the truth. And to do that, we need to be truthful. We need to be transparent. And maybe Uranus, Mars, now squaring Jupiter, Saturn, the Sun, the Moon. This is a huge day. And we will feel the ramifications of this 1 week before and probably long after. So whatever's happening, let's all do our own work. Let's say, where am I not being transparent? Where is something needing to come through me in a very energetic way that would bring about change? What is it that I'm hiding? What am I trying to be? Where have I got all the shoulds and musts on me that say, I can never be all that I am? You are all that you are now. Let's go from there. You can hear my passion, but this is a passionate time, my dear friends, because this energy coming through is going to wake us all up in a way that anything that we have tried to hide, any karma that we're not owning, is going to come to us. Because whatever we've taken from someone that didn't belong to us, is it's all going to come back in multitude of ways. It's not because you're a bad person. It's just time for revelation, time for things to happen that say we are more than just our fearful, shameful, violent selves. I heard a star people speaking to some indigenous people, and they said, oh yes, you come from one of the most violent places in the universe. And I was just shocked, whether it said universe or solar system, it does, I think, you know, it was universe. And it's just like, I don't want us to be seen as the most violent. And what causes violence? Violence, I've birthed many babies. They don't come out violent. So what is it that causes us to need to attack another person? And part of the new philosophy of the new age that we talked about, the fifth age, the fifth new world that came in, was every action I take, I will also feel the reaction of the person I place that upon. It's another way of looking at, I see in you what I see in me. And I think that that isn't happening. But I would love the fact that what I do to you, I will also feel the impact of that on me. Because we cannot live these separate lives. We will continue violence until we realize we are hurting ourselves. We that what we do to another, we do to ourselves. And so I'm going to finish on that piece, that there is so much going on. I just wanted to give you up to the January 20th. Again, we'll talk next week. But I also just, I'm going to finish that and then a short meditation. That what I've understood now about the vaccines, and I've been again exploring this, that the vaccines, and it's what's interesting is that there's now an idea that, well, maybe we'll just give you one dose because we're running out of it, or we won't give you the full dose. And I thought, why is it suddenly your system or your schedule is changing? And it feels to be that if you just put one dose in, you've already implanted something into that individual. Again, you can take that as you wish. But I believe that now I'm seeing so many different reports of what's going into these vaccines. It's really important to look at that. And what I did read was that the vaccine itself is not, Pfizer is saying this, it is not an exact replica of an isolated virus or even a spike protein. It's a part, it's being put together artificially. It looks like the spike protein, or it has the mechanism to create that, but it's got other things in it, as we've often imagined. And so putting messenger RNA into our body, it goes into the area, the cytoplasm, where it literally is creating the protein, and the protein is the spike protein. And so it says, okay, it literally is a, how can I say, it's the recipe. It's putting, like putting a recipe in you. And all of a sudden your body goes, oh, I recognize that recipe, and gathers all these amino acids that make the cake that you want to make. That's the protein. And when you put that protein into the body, then the next step of these vaccines is you then create an immune response against the protein you've just created. And that's when you're supposed to be immune. Well, that's not the case, as we've talked about. First of all, there's so much talk about antibodies. Antibodies have no reflection on the virus. So when I hear antibody levels, you understand that that so-called virologist has no understanding of cellular immunity. So if I have cellular immunity against the wild virus, I am immune for life, I would imagine. But this is not what this vaccine is about. It's about creating a protein, and we don't know fully what's in that protein. So when I'm saying that, I'm looking further ahead at what is now being described as, it's like giving us an app on our phone or a new piece of software. In other words, that piece of protein may not be a protein that we particularly need, or it may be a piece of protein that we've already had and we've seen, we've integrated, it's not necessary. But the idea is that in the future, vaccines will introduce proteins into our body at various ways. And these will be through maybe messenger RNA. And the idea is that, let's say there will be a sensor, and we know that's already happened with different watches and different machines and different implants where your body is censored. Now, imagine that you were diabetic, and if someone could remotely say, okay, look, she's got low insulin, let's give her a dose of insulin. That could be experienced through these proteins that are being created. They see they have a time release on them, but a remote control on them. But it also could be that those viruses could at some time, or those proteins could actually say, okay, she's getting overstressed, let's quieten her down. And so again, you might send into my mind a quietening hormone or a protein, because a protein is a hormone. This is the future, my friends. And I know some of you might say, where has she gone? She's gone off at a limb. I thought she was sensible. I am sensible. I am looking ahead, my friends, at what is the future. And I've been studying this from many points of view. What is the future of our integration with AI? And a lot of that will come through, as we see the way AI or robots can be controlled, there is a similar energy. And so what I'm looking at is, what in me can you not control? And what you can't control is my essence, my compassion, my determination, my insights, my intuition. They are not based on my solar plexus, on my base chakra, my need to be needed, or my need to be secure. They're based on what is my most deepest part of who I am. And I would ask all of us to go deep inside. And I once again say, if I am not living from fear, who am I? What is my most amazing gift? What are my most amazing gifts? Who am I when I'm not driven by what I should do, I must do? So that if I want to be integrated with AI, I want those qualities to be brought to the fore. I don't want to be controlled to not do something. I want to be helped to expand all that I am. And that is what I'm hoping I'm helping you to do. Recognize we are still very limited in our real capabilities that exist now within us. That's why the junk DNA is waking up. That's why our minds are waking up. So let me not feed the things that actually diminish me. Let me, without any need for any vaccine or protein, let me feed the parts of me that already exist within me and feed me. How's that sound? So I am not going to focus on thoughts that diminish me. I am not going to focus on the emotions that diminish me. I am going to focus on emotions that bring joy, connection, compassion. And I'm going to focus on thoughts that bring me expansion, excitement, curiosity. Does that work for you? Okay, the very last thing, and I'm going to just say this. I would like each of us to imagine ourselves in a room, a group of people, and I'm not going to put it in a meditation just because I want you to do this for yourself. Imagine yourself sitting in a room, I'm going to say with 10 people. And I want you to imagine that each of those people are people that you know or you have maybe seen on the media, television. And I want you to go up to each of them in turn, imagining that you do this, and you say, I see in you what I see in me. I want you to look them in the eyes. And I want you to recognize that when you do that, you're taking on their qualities. In other words, whatever you see in them, you're also acknowledging those qualities are in you. And I want you to go around each person. Now, why I'm saying 10, you can pick whatever number you like, but you might have all your family. Start with your family is always a good place to start. Mother, father, brothers, sisters, partner, children, aunts, uncles, exactly. I could just fill the whole 10. But I want you want us all to understand that the people who are in our family are actually the greatest mirrors for us, the greatest teachers. So by saying, I see in you what I see in me, we're acknowledging their presence in our life. And as you go around, I ask you to then come to people who you don't feel so comfortable with. They may be part of your family. But come around to the people you don't feel so comfortable with and say, I see in you what I see in me. And I want you to just continually do this every morning. Maybe pick one more person or three more people, however brave you feel. When someone comes into your mind, I see in you what I see in me. And it's not about changing them or transforming them or patronizing them and saying, oh, well, I sympathize with you. It's saying you and I are one. Okay? I'd love to hear how you got on with this, because this is an ultimate experience of how we want to move into a true community, a true unified world, where we see in the other person what belongs to us, what we also see in us, but it doesn't mean we're the same, because it's like pieces of jigsaw. We only match where we see ourselves. There are other pieces of that one piece of jigsaw, other holes and other spikes that actually we don't understand at all, so we don't see those. So we do not see the whole person. We only see in that person what we see in us. Bless you all. I send you love. Hope to see some of you next week. Otherwise, Stay rooted, stay in your hearts, stay connected to the sky, and stay with the beauty that you are, and know you are already divine. Bye-bye now.
Thanks for listening to the Heart Speak Podcast with Dr. Christine Page. Please check out all Heart Speak episodes in the podcast archive section on www.christinepage.com. Heart Speak is also available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, and now playing on iHeartRadio. You can also watch the archive podcasts on YouTube. Connect with Christine on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook, including her newest Facebook group, The Great Mother Calling. Do share with family, friends, colleagues. Join us next time for another edition of Heart Speak.